News. I'm John Scott. Jurors deliberating in the trial of a military veteran charged with using a fatal chokehold to subdue a man whose behavior was alarming passengers on a New York subway train. The defendant, Daniel Penny, pleading not guilty to manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. Prosecutors say the Marine veteran used far too much force for too long when he gripped Jordan Neely by the neck. The 26-year-old Penny said he was protecting fellow subway riders. Meteorologist Dave Hamrick with the Weather Prediction Center says the Great Lakes region bracing for more snow starting tomorrow.
We have a Alberta Clipper-type system moving in starting late tomorrow and especially into Thursday. So we'll see basically another round of snow as another reinforcement of Arctic air mass comes in from the northwest.
Meanwhile, cleanup work continuing after the region was sunk by several feet of snow over the weekend. Lake effect snow fell on parts of western New York, Ohio, and Michigan. Snow totals since Thanksgiving in some places nearing 6 feet. Also at SRNNews.com, in consumer news, GM is adding thousands of heavy-duty pickups to a previous recall. Correspondent Rita Foley with details.
This has to do with tailgate release switches that can short-circuit and open the gates while the trucks are in park. The recall adds some 2024 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra 2500 and 3500 trucks to a February recall. The only trucks affected are the ones with a manual gate and power lock and release. The company says water can get into the electronic gate release switches, causing them to unlatch. Cargo can fall into the road and become a hazard. I'm Rita Foley.
The Dow dropping 50 points, but the Nasdaq composite up 39. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students. And yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment this month that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. California lawmakers have begun a special session to protect state laws from a second Trump presidency.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers have convened a special legislative session aimed at protecting the state's progressive policies ahead of another Trump presidency. The president-elect often depicts California as representing all he sees wrong in America, including the large number of immigrants in the U.S. illegally. At a rally outside the state capitol, Salvador Sarmiento of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network.
We remember what it means. It means babies, children crying about separated families. We remember all of this, but we also know that there is a lot that our state leaders, our legislators, and our governor can do to thwart Trump's deportation agenda.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The final CFP bracket will be released on Sunday. Whatever happens, the SEC likely to have at least five teams in that 12-team field. More details at SRNNews.com.